This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
It's time to get intimate with Checkpoint Intimates.
G'day, cheekies. You're hanging out with Checkpoint Intimates, where two of the Checkpoint team get a little bit too close for comfort. My name is Jack. I'm anchoring. I'm paneling for the first time ever, thanks to Elliot. Thank you for helping.
Hi, Jack. Hi, Jack.
How do you feel? Uh-oh. Hi, Jack. Hey, cringe. Whatever works, man.
How we do?
I don't know. You tell me.
Do you feel in control?
I feel like I have a lot of controls in front of me, directly in front of me. It's a very big desk.
It is a very big desk.
I'm not a size queen, but I'm just saying it's a very big desk.
Daunting?
No, not quite. I mean, the fact that these buttons don't change is kind of nice, but we're not here to talk about radio stuff. We're here to talk about video games.
We are here to talk about video games. We always do. If yes. We didn't, it'd be a bit weird. People would start sending us messages being like, are you okay? What's happening?
I have people send me those messages anyway. I walk into work and on three separate situations, they're like, are you doing all right, Jack? And I'm like, I'm not going to address this.
I'll leave you on red.
Pretty much in real life, leave you on red and just walk out of the room. God, this goddamn book. You brought in a book.
I've brought in physical media for this show.
Not a CD, though. I want to do that. The name of the book is Guinness World Records Gamers Edition 2020. With
2020.
A Fortnite 14-page special.
That's how you know it's relevant, because it's 2020 and it's got Fortnite.
I hate it. I hate it so much.
I hate it, too. Do you want me to give you some context as to why
yes,
I have
please
this?
Please explain.
It was given to me as a present. End of context.
As a curse. Who hates you so much they gave you this book?
Oh, look, it's not hate. It's one of those things where it's like, Elliot likes video games. Oh, I found video game thing probably in some kind of store.
Like a zing, yeah.
Yeah. Give Elliot video game thing, which is fine because...
Make look, Elliot happy.
I'm not the kind of person who is going to sit through and flick through a multi-page Guinness World Record book based on video games, because I already hate the Guinness World Records, let alone the video game edition.
I hate video games as well, so we got both sides covered.
But I did think it might make for some entertaining banter.
I have noticed that you've bookmarked quite a few pages.
Yeah, what Jack is looking at is multiple sticky notes.
There's a lot of them.
That I've hurriedly pasted in to certain pages that I found either funny or interesting.
Yeah, so I've gone through a few of them. I've already forgotten them. So for you wanting a raw reaction, you're still going to get it because my memory length is that. So I feel like we're going to go through. On the front page, it's quite colorful. It's got all of the mainstream stuff. Detective Pikachu, very important. Fortnite.
Mm-hmm.
Fortnite, Minecraft, Mario, Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
What's the top right? Oh, that's Fortnite
that's
as well.
That's more Fortnite. Double spread for Fortnite.
Absolute trash.
Well...
Twitter look, verified trash.
I think the reality is, and based on these images on the front,
yes.
I think they're going for an audience. They're probably going for...
For the 12 to 17-year-old demo.
I think even maybe younger, but yes.
Oh, man.
I mean, the reality is Minecraft and Fortnite are some of the biggest games in the world and definitely appreciated by a younger demographic. Having said that, though, what do you expect? What kind of records do you expect to see in a Guinness World Records for video games?
Incredibly disappointing records. Like, not in the sense that, like, oh, that's a crap record. Like, me hearing that and me being like, oh, I'm so disappointed that someone recorded this and feels proud about it.
I'm really excited to tell you about some of these.
Oh, no.
I don't know how familiar you are with the regular Guinness World Records,
no,
but
not
even
very.
They can be so disappointing.
Yeah.
Like, so specific. And it's like, who set these records?
Who mailed into a company saying, I did this completely insane thing?
Yeah. That nobody else has even attempted, and therefore I want to hold the record for it.
It's just a really disappointing thing to do. It says a lot about the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. But we're not going to bully people who are in the Guinness World of Records today, maybe another day.
Page 20.
Page 20.
Page
of
20.
Of the Gamers Edition.
Of the Guinness World Record Gamers Edition 2020.
Yeah.
It's all about Super Mario.
Okay, obviously.
I like Super Mario. He's a big part of gaming.
One of the most recognizable
faces. Do you want to know about the fastest time to make Mario shirtless in Super Mario Odyssey?
I think it's very important. Nipple... What was the percentage? Is nipple percent?
Does it say nipple percent?
I believe in that segment, it's like, what it is does. The speedrun category called? It is called nipple percent.
So, I'm going to read this out. Okay. It's very short. Nintendo's creation of a custom Super Mario Odyssey costume that puts Mario in just his boxer shorts, so revealing his chest for the first time, has inspired a new speedrun category. It's important. The feat, widely known as the nipple percent, keep that in mind, was achieved by the UK's Timpani in 9 minutes, 55 seconds, as verified on the 29th of May, 2018.
I mean, look, I appreciate why it exists. A good friend of mine decided to take my copy of Super Mario Odyssey, and I'm not sure if you recall, Elliot, there is a very in-depth photo mode in Super Mario Odyssey, and one of those filters is a fisheye filter, and I have a lot of pictures of Mario's right nipple fisheyed on my Switch.
Why the right nipple?
Oh, well, I mean, there were a lot of effects applied to both, but I specifically recall the right nipple being fisheyed. And I'm like, Millie, bring it back.
This is one of those examples of the community embracing something Nintendo has graciously bequeathed upon them. In this case...
What a word.
It was Mario's nipples shown for the first time in a video game.
It's okay. We'll be waiting for Waluigi to come to Smash for a while longer. So we can deal with that for the time being.
So that is an example of the kind of thing we're likely to see.
It's all downhill from here.
Within the Guinness World Records. No, some of these are genuine records that you're like, okay, that's cool. But so many of them are inane.
It's trash.
Pointless. And you know what? Speedruns are genuine. They are a genuine category of game. And if you want to set your speedrun end moment at revealing Mario's nipple, then godspeed. I think all power to you.
I think that's almost better than actually trying to speedrun and finish a video game. I think getting to nipple is absolutely something that you can aspire to do. Not even just in video games, but just in life in general.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's very important.
Absolutely. Do you want to know about the most liked tweet about Luigi? Can you guess it?
Oh, my God.
I'm going to give you, like, a challenge. And
is it like the picture of him on, like, the Mario Kart looking back in disgust at Toad or something?
That's a really... And you're in the right ballpark.
Yeah,
think
cool.
Memes. Think, what does the internet pick up? Think about what might make an official Nintendo representative respond to the media around Luigi.
Not Green Mario, is it?
It's not Green Mario.
Okay.
So the most liked tweet about Luigi, on the 8th of August 2018, Nintendo killed Luigi. Well, kind of. In a Super Smash Bros. Ultimate Direct video, Luigi was felled by Death's Scythe. It left Luigi in a heap on the floor while his spirit fretted around his body. To reassure worried fans, Nintendo account tweeted, "Luigi is okay," a message that has been liked 81,220 times as of Feb 5, 2019.
I hate this book so much.
I have two problems with this record.
What is it?
A, this is the Guinness World Record Gamer Edition 2020. Update your damn statistics. Like, 5th of Feb 2019? Come on.
Well, I mean, that's when it would have been the most...
At its peak, sure. But the record still...
Like, yeah, why is it
why,
not like...
Why cut it off
that's
there?
That's fair.
Why cut it off there?
Why can't we have, like, a December 2019 at worst? Like, or at best? Like, I don't know which direction.
It's still
a disappointing record. That's the point.
I think the genuine reason is because it does that video game thing of releasing in 2019 but calling itself the 2020 edition so that it stays relevant.
We've been doing that for 10 years. Yeah. It's called Remakes and Remasters.
So that is the most liked tweet about Luigi. I feel like I've learned more about... the world.
I kind of want to learn less now.
Imagine that as a category. Do you reckon that category existed before that tweet? Of course not.
No, it shouldn't, honestly.
This is why the Guinness World Records annoys me. They just invent categories.
What I would say, though, is to the marketing person that made that tweet would absolutely take that to their manager and be like, look at this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing a good job.
Look what we did.
I'm in a Guinness World Book of Records.
I responded to a meme.
Fired. Like, oh my God.
On the subject of Twitter... we have the most followed video game character on Twitter.
Yeah, this one's not that impressive.
No, you might have looked at this one cheekily earlier. But, you know.
I do everything cheekily.
With 5,774,195 followers. It's quite an impressive feat.
It's all right.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Congratulations. You are the most followed video game character on Twitter.
Too bad your games are bad.
Apparently the movie's okay. Have you been hearing this?
Well, I mean, it only came out like the other day. We're recording this pretty soon.
After
Valentine's Day, so...
It's like 2 days in the box office or something, right?
Something like that. But yeah, I don't know. It hasn't been a good game since Sonic Mania. And before that, like...
That was not that
Sonic
long ago.
Generations. Yeah. Well, I mean, the gap between those two games is pretty big.
Yes. So. Yeah, yeah, 100%.
Oh, Sonic and the Olympic Games 2020, let's go. I love that Mario's left Sonic.
Do you want to hear the most inane record I could find in this book?
Oh, yeah, what is it?
The largest Bandicoot. Because Crash Bandicoot is a video game character, therefore it's relevant.
So I will say, actually, the record on that page that got to my head was the first American, or the first non-Japanese game to sell over a mil in Japan.
Yeah, but that's a real record. That's not fun.
I think that's actually something to be proud of.
It is.
Like, for Naughty Dog to be like, yeah, we like made, like back in, like at that point in time when, through the 90s, through, you know, to early noughties, the big game developers, the big gaming audience, it felt in a lot of ways was Japan, where they were in Japan. And so to be the first Westerner to be like, yeah, we sold over a million. What up? Like,
that's a genuine accomplishment.
That's something to be really, really proud of.
Yeah, absolutely. But not as proud as being the largest Bandicoot.
Go to the next one. I don't want to hear about this. This
is disgusting.
About
1.4 meters, 4'7" tall, and weighing in at an estimated 45 kilograms, Crash is quite a bit larger than the biggest real world Bandicoot. That honor falls to the giant bandicoot, a species that lives in the forest of Papua New Guinea and weighs up to 5 kilograms.
What was the height again? Give me the height.
Well, this is the height of Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah.
4'7".
4'7" and 45. Yeah, yeah, all right.
Yeah, but he's got big shoulders and a head. Like, that's...
He's real lanky. He's super lanky.
That's by far his like weightiest.
20 kilos is just on the head. Everything else is just built to narrowly keep it in place.
Yeah. Yeah.
I really hope there are not worse records than that. I mean,
you
said that was the most inane record, and I'm like, cool.
Do you
want to
hear about
the
longest protest over a video game delay?
Protest?
Protest.
What was it?
This is people picketing and staying out the front of a video game developer in protest of a game delay.
What game?
Do you want to take a guess?
No.
It's Half-Life 3. Now,
you guys will be waiting for a while. I'm going to be honest. You're gonna die in front of that office.
This might be the most underwhelming record in this book.
It's not like a few days.
Because...
It's a few hours.
This is what it says. Two unidentified Canadian Half-Life fans...
Oh, my God.
...picketed Valve's Seattle offices for 2 days
two
in 2011. Desperate to gain information on when Half-Life 3 might be released... Although Valve boss Gabe Newell met the fans and gave them snacks, he didn't reveal any further details about this much-anticipated game. In brackets, and still hasn't.
It's okay. You guys
I could beat this record!
Yeah.
What's the point in having a record that is so achievable?
I don't think you're gonna fly to Seattle.
No, but I could pick it any video
that's,
game.
That's
place.
The impressive thing. The fact that it's not an American fan, it's a Canadian fan. Americans are crazy, man. Americans go to like 120 million percent on everything.
Mm-hmm.
But Canadians are the ones sticking it out.
They flew to Seattle to do this, presumably. Or maybe they were already in Seattle and decided to spend their time picketing the Valve offices.
I want to go inside, Gabe. Come out and give me snacks.
I've got nothing better to do with my time.
Oh, gee. I mean, yeah.
Look. Do you want to hear about the most popular Skyrim fan art?
Is it porn? It's not porn.
It's not porn.
Oh, I don't
but
care.
But also, I don't know how they judge this. Actually, I do know how they judge this, but I don't know how they justify judging it in this way. Let me read it out.
Please.
They say a picture is worth 1,000 words, but these days it can be worth 25,000 Reddit upvotes, too. That's how popular Simon Forsman's Etch-a-Sketch artwork... And Nord's last thoughts should be of home has proven. As of Jan 9th, 2019, it has gotten 25,000 upvotes on Reddit. Apparently, that's the metric used to judge a fan art's popularity.
I think the fact that it's on an Etch-a-Sketch makes it infinitely better.
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Way...
Do you want to see the Etch-a-Sketch?
Yeah, give us a geese.
Have a look at that bad boy.
That's so dumb.
They've got mad Etch-a-Sketch skills.
They do.
But it's still a dumb way to represent your art. No, who am I kidding? It's a fantastic way.
That is art. Absolutely. That's the most impressive thing I've seen all day.
But it's still like, you know for a fact they made that category I mean, what's the point in having Guinness World Records? It may as well just be a fun fact book.
Dude,
they just invent categories after something happens.
They had an intern in the office and they were like, look, just look up video game stuff. We don't want to talk to you. And they came back and they were like, look at all these numbers. And like, oh, crap, I guess we need to make a book now. That's all this is. They had one nerd in the office and they were like, I'm just going to look up random crap. What is nipple percent? Like, I mean, I want to get paid.
Well,
to
now
that.
We know, though. I think of all the things that came out of this book, that's probably the most interesting to me. The fact that there is a genuine nipple percent category.
I was about to say, I'm impressed we haven't gotten a Fortnite record yet. The next bookmark I turn to is a Fortnite record. I'll give you back this, because I've not yet actually seen what the Fortnite record is that you're proud of. Or
I'll tell you what it is.
Oh, no.
On the 28th of October 2018, the Fortnite stand at Paris Games Week became a sea of pink. At the Expo complex in Paris, 383 people in Cuddle Team leader hoodies set the record for the most participants in a video game emote routine. The group danced for 2 minutes through a series of Fortnite moves, including the floss, best mates, take the L, and the hype. Leading the troop was Dina Morissette, a French dance champion who tweeted, "We made history."
Disgusting.
383 participants in a video game emote routine. It's not even a dance routine. It's an emote routine.
It's like a crap dance routine. You guys, you were the most amount of people to partake in a crap dance routine. That's all that happened.
They don't list all the participants by name, so I feel like they've been shafted.
I
imagine being in the Guinness World Records and not being named.
I'm going to be honest. I don't really want to get named for that.
Yeah, but they participated in it. They clearly care enough.
Dude, there were some people in that crowd that were just like, oh, I guess I'll go to the Fortnite thing because I've got like an open bar or something. I would do that.
Yeah, but it's choreographed. They had to like meet up and learn the routine and buy the hoodie so that they all fit in. People care.
Go to the next. They shouldn't go to the next one.
I mean, how many of these do you want?
I think we'll do
how
one more.
How long is this podcast?
I mean, Intimates hangs out for around 15, 20, so we'll do one more.
We can do one more. Do we want to end on a positive?
I don't think there's anything positive in this book, Kelly. Like, what have we? What did you come across that was positive?
How about the best-selling game starring a female lead?
Yeah, all right.
Aloy's combination of strength, skill, and bravery has inspired gamers to buy Horizon Zero Dawn in their millions. Her debut released on the 28th of Feb 2017 and has sold an estimated 9 million copies as of the 28th of November 2018. Of those, 5.38 million were retail copies and the remainder digital purchases. These sales figures tower over those of Tomb Raider 2, which was Lara Croft's best-selling game at 5.24 million. And the 5.35 million copies shifted of Final Fantasy 13.
Oh, that's right. I always forget about that. No one liked 13. Yikes. Look.
But it sold, all right, I guess.
Not that well compared to the rest of the series. Yeah, look, I think good on them. Like, coming after those devs that worked on Horizon also worked on... What was that crap shooter that no one cared about that was a PlayStation exclusive? Killzone Shadowfall.
Killzone?
Those devs, I'm pretty sure they were the same devs.
Guerrilla, right?
Yeah.
Guerrilla?
And they went from Killzone Shadowfall, which... I mean, was an impressive tech showcase, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
They actually got a class action lawsuit over the fact that it wasn't properly 1080p.
Ooh.
Yeah, that was a bit screwed.
Well, upscaled.
I honestly...
Did they just lie?
See, I think that it absolutely does qualify to be 1080p under certain... Whatever. I can talk about tech later. But I...
Was there a Guinness World Record for most disappointing 1080p resolution? Because that's all. If so, then
dude,
we can talk about it.
There are any. You can play big rigs at 1080p. Like, what are you talking about? 9-point-something million units is something that Guerrilla can be proud of, that we can be proud of as a community, and that it was a really good game as well.
Mm.
I'm yet to really sort of dig into a lot of it, but that is Checkpoint Intimates.
Yeah.
Screw that book. Absolutely screw. Throw it into the
Am
sun.
Am I burning it?
Yes.
Or? But we could do another whole show based on the other ones I haven't read out yet.
I don't think that we need to spread ourselves that thin on Intimates yet. I think we can try and recover a little bit. You can sort of tuck and roll. We have a bunch of other podcasts that have gone up this week. We did Up to Date, which was bunch of news stories. Prince of Persia's back. Weird.
In VR. Yeah. No less.
Dude, I was like, Prince of Persia's back? No, not that one. Not the hot prince. That's all I care about in that game. And then we were also talking about love, sex, and relationships.
Yeah.
Romance, not relationships.
It got very saucy in the studio, so...
Yeah, I'm gonna
go back and have a listen to those as well.
I'm gonna have fun putting that out to the community radio network, because I'm like, oh, what is safe to put out in that episode?
We here at Checkpoint, we like to push our luck and see where the limit is.
3 weeks in! And what was the third one? Oh, yeah, this is the third one. Intimate.
This is the third one,
check
Jack.
Check out Checkpoint on Joy 94.9, Saturdays 2 to 4. We love and appreciate you, and we'll see you later. Bye.
Bye, guys.
You've been listening to Checkpoint Intimates. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate and subscribe on iTunes and Stitcher.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.